Good morning, Greater Sudbury. Here are a few stories to start your day on this Friday morning. Developer inches forward with 347-unit downtown seniors building. A 347-unit seniors independent living residential development is proceeding in downtown Sudbury. Located on land bordering Brady Street, Van Horn Street, St. Raphael Street and Lord Street, this is phase one of an 826-unit residential development City Council approved in 2019. Right now, we are working with the city to get through our site plan control agreement, all of the comprehensive studies, reports, inspections and planning that will lead to the building permit being issued, consultant Todd Robson told Sudbury.com, representing developer Jack Wolofsky of Kymic Developments. The city and mayor's office have been very diligent, cooperative and positive to ensure this project succeeds. Read the full story here. Paralegal's license revoked for serious lapses of integrity. A paralegal based in Sudbury and North Bay has had her license revoked for falsifying documents, failing to properly advise her clients and showing a concerning dishonesty and lack of integrity. This is the key result of a Law Society of Ontario Tribunal Hearing Division decision of December 14, in which sanctions against Cheryl Lisa McKinnon were affirmed. Her license was revoked immediately, and she was ordered to pay $6,000 in costs to the Law Society. The decision hinged on agreed statements of facts surrounding interactions with 9 clients and 1 staff member, which all dealt with violations of the paralegal rules of conduct. McKinnon got a license to provide paralegal services in Ontario in 2009, and opened a sole practice in Sudbury in 2012, employing a junior paralegal and 2 assistants. Read the full story here. Edgar Burton Food Drive brings in nearly 100 tons of food. The 36th annual Edgar Burton Christmas Food Drive was another rousing success, organizers said this week. This year's campaign ran from November through December and is expected to provide the food bank with close to 100 tons of food through both food and monetary donations, the Sudbury Food Bank said in a news release. Over $110,000 in monetary donations were collected, of which nearly half came from the Rainbow District School Board and over $10,000 came from Vail employees. Edgar Burton was a Vail Divisional Shops employee for 36 years. He started the annual food drive more than 3 decades ago in his workplace, and the campaign snowballed into a community-wide event that includes businesses and schools. It is now one of the largest per capita food drives in Canada, the food bank said. As part of its commitment to the drive, Vail donates the time of 2 full-time United Steelworkers, USW, Local 6,500 members, Owen Marcotte and Garrett Lloyd, for approximately 2 months to organize the initiative. The Edgar Burton Christmas Food Drive is a great opportunity for Vail to contribute to the Sudbury Food Bank, said Gord Gilpin, director of Vail Base Metals Ontario Operations. We are proud to support this incredible campaign every year to help feed those in need. Read the full story here. New Sudbury Emergency Services Station to reopen in early 2024. Temporarily relocated crews are slated to return to Station 3. The new Sudbury Fire and Paramedic Station, in early 2024. Crews left the Leon Avenue building on October 3, with firefighters temporarily stationed at the Minnow Lake Station and paramedics shifting to a temporary location at 1617 Havenbrook Drive. The closure was to accommodate renovations to washroom, change room and shower facilities, during which asbestos was stirred up. The city has been working diligently with our contractor to develop a plan to remove the asbestos and return our firefighters and paramedics to the station safely, according to a media release issued by the city on December 20. Our contractor has made every effort to minimize delays. They recognize the urgency to complete the project while ensuring the safety of all personnel and maintaining a high quality of workmanship. Read the full story here. Sudbury 5 ready to zap London in home opener. The Sudbury 5 are ready to welcome the London Lightning on December 28 to kick off the team's new season. Tip-off for the game is 7 p.m. 5 fans can look forward to new, exciting faces, such as Sam Daniel, former Portland Trailblazer Kelgen Blevins, and former G-League player Landon Kirkwood, along with returning players such as Evan Harris, A.J. Mosby Jr., Dwayne Notis, and Haroon Mohammed, said a press release. To mark the team's fifth season, the five said they plan to celebrate all season long. Throughout the season, look out for opportunities to relive the history of the underground, the team said in a news release. Occupational safety advocates raise alarm on sector-related disease risks. Workplace Safety North, HSN, in partnership with the Occupational Cancer Research Center, OCRC, is drawing attention to the top occupational disease risks in the mining, forestry, and pulp and paper sectors. The partners have developed a new series of informational posters designed to educate and raise awareness about the risks of occupational disease that are associated with specific work environments. According to numbers from the Workplace Safety and Insurance Board, there were 40,185 allowed occupational disease claims in 2022, with occupational illness claims totaling $82.5 million. These risks are based on data from the Occupational Disease Surveillance System, which monitors disease outcomes among over 2 million workers in Ontario, Dr. Paul Demers, OCRC's director, said in a news release. Read the full story here.